This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Public schools face a lot of pressure to improve student test scores. Those scores are made public. Parents decide where to send their kids based on those scores. And schools with bad results face funding cuts under the federal No Child Left Behind Act. One elementary school in Englewood, New Jersey, has taken drastic steps to improve its math scores. Nancy Solomon prepared this report.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
The day starts at Lincoln Elementary just like any other school, but within a minute and a half, any impression that this is the usual routine disappears. Principal Dorian Miltier and a handful of teachers crowd around the PA system to perform a short skit that is broadcast into every classroom. This one features pirates.
You're telling me that there's 62 cannonballs on me, lassie, and we need 75 cannonballs to sink the ship. How many cannonballs do we need?
From the first bell to the day's last, Miltier does anything he can think of to get his students excited about math.
It's math bookcamp day!
Every Thursday at this struggling Englewood school is math boot camp, an entire day devoted to fractions, calendars, and geometry. And it's not just during regular class time. There's math in art.
We're doing 3D dimensional work on our names.
Algebra during gym.
All teams are doing your math. What you can do is recheck your work, make sure it's right.
And multiplication in music.
Ready, go.
5 times 5 is 25.
When Miltier became principal here, math test scores were low and the school was classified as partially proficient. 3 years later, scores are up 27%. Miltier says he got the idea for boot camp after seeing the real thing in a visit to the Marine Corps base on Parris Island, South Carolina.
I have a music background, and being a musician, you improvise at times. You see something, you take it, you play with it, you tweak it, and if it works, go with it. And it's been successful so far.
Like many diverse suburbs in New Jersey, the majority of Englewood's white middle-class parents send their children to private school. Lincoln Elementary is 65% African American and 35% Hispanic. The school has a dual language immersion program. The kids spend half their time learning in English and half in Spanish.
Okay, uno más ocho.
In Carmen Sherardio's second grade class, the students play an addition and subtraction game. Kids approach the blackboard in pairs, the first one to find the answer in a jumble of numbers on the board and slap it with a fly swatter wins.
Muy bien, have a look at it. Muy bien, okay. Necesito.
Boot camp has even won over reluctant student mathematicians. It took a month to convince fourth grader Dina Ali this just might not be so bad.
Because I thought it was going to be boring, but since it's math boot camp and everything turned so fun, now I think it's a good experience.
So good, the Englewood District is trying math boot camp in two other schools, and it may become part of the curriculum for all district schools. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.